Yeah! shit, yeah. NBA Australia. It is our gigantic NBA Australia Christmas episode. How y'all going? Welcome to NBA Australia. It's Friday, December 22. This is NBA Australia, and this is our bumper Christmas preview. I'm James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, junkie the Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Drunk Guys NBA podcast. Hanging out here in Larry Hammer Studios, staring at a bunch of, sketchy Russians across the road from us on top of this brownstone. That's awesome. And we are here to preview all of the huge NBA Christmas slate. I'm going to be on a plane back to Oz for about the next 300 million hours. So this is a massive, massive Christmas preview. We're going to preview everything. It's going to be awesome. All the games Friday and Saturday night. Then all five of the fun as hell NBA Christmas Day slate. Stoked. This is epic. We're also going to add to our Luke Longley sketchy role players on championship teams, all-stars, and of course, a Christmas episode of Everybody Loves Bainesy. This is mega. Let's get to it. All right, we don't have a daily whip around because this is the preview episode. So how about we get into our NBA Australia 12 Days of Christmas. 12 Days of Christmas, NBA style, things we want, things we're thankful for. Let's get to it, eh? On the first day of NBA Christmas, Adam Silver gave to me, give me a healthy Kawhi. On the second day of NBA Christmas, Adam Silver gives to me and us. And DeAndre Jordan trade to Milwaukee and a healthy Kawhi. On the third day of NBA Christmas, Adam Silver will give to us Kristaps Porzingis returning. A DeAndre Jordan trade to Milwaukee and a healthy Kawhi. All right, this is going to be a bit lame, isn't it? On the fourth day, Adam Silver gave to me Isaiah Thomas back to his little guy, old self. Kristaps Porzingis returning. DeAndre Jordan trade to Milwaukee and a healthy Kawhi. On the fifth day of NBA Christmas, Adam Silver, come on, mate, give it to me, Joel Embiid. On the sixth day of NBA Christmas, Adam Silver, come on, can you hook us up with a Blake Griffin having both a comedy and basketball career uninterrupted by injury? Come on. All right, this is so much. Let's go to the seventh day. Give me Rusty and OKC figuring it out and challenging the Warriors, Houston, the Spurs, and the West. On the eighth day of Christmas, Adam Silver, can you hook us up with an awesome all-star game where we get to see who picks who? Televise it. Come on. Don't be a coward. On the ninth day of Christmas, Adam Silver, can you hook us up with Gordon Hayward, Jabari Parker, and D'Angelo Russell all coming back healthy? That's all I ask. On the 10th day of Christmas, Adam Silver, can you give to us an awesome conference finals set of Warriors Houston and Cavs Celtics? Let's do it. On the 11th day of Christmas, NBA Christmas, Adam Silver, can you give to us a fourth Warriors-Cavs final? And on the final day of Christmas, the 12th day of Christmas, Adam Silver, can you give to me a franchise called the Seattle Supersonics? Let's do it, Adam. Make a Christmas miracle happen, baby. Expand. Come on. All right, let's get straight into it. That was fun. It was silly, but it was fun. So we're going to cruise on into Christmas. Going to have all this nice Christmas backing music. Nice one, isn't it? Nice one. So, let's get into the game previews. Similar to our usual weekend previews, we're going to cover a Friday and Saturday. But because there's no Christmas Eve games in the NBA, we will just end up on Monday. Christmas Day games. With that fun-ass slate right there. So, let's get straight into it. First off, Friday. Tonight's games. Y'all ready for this? Wizards at Nets. Ah, man, Wiz are laughing about this one, huh? They are sitting pretty, cruising along in that middle, I don't know, morass in the East. They're 17 and 14, currently sixth in the East. See how they go. Nets, I don't know, they're in a bit of a rut at the moment. They've lost four straight. There might be five by the time you're hearing this. Anyway, Knicks at Pistons. Give me the Wiz in that one. Knicks at Pistons. Jesus, Pistons. It'd be really good if you stopped sucking. If Kristaps is back for this, the New York Knickerbockers of New York City might win that, but the Pistons, I think, will take it at home. Pelicans at Magic tonight. Ooh, Boogie and AD taking to Vooch and Co. Man, Watch these two big guys school Jonathan Isaac. So I'll take the Pelicans in that one, please. Alex, Mavs at Heat. 2006 and 2011 finals redux. Shit, yeah. Just this time with not very good teams. Mavs doing okay of late. But give me the Heat. I think they're at home there. I think they smoke them. Clips at Rockets. Rocks no longer on their giant winning streak. And this has got a bit of history, this one. Clips at Rockets. Remember when they would be always playing in the playoffs? This time, there's no Josh Smith game here to save you this time, Rockets. Like in 2015, just, you know, a much better team that's the best in the league. So, this is fun. It's Chris Paul. It's a revenge game. I mean, to be fair, on the Clippers side, it's also a Sam Decker or Montrezl Harrell revenge game too. But the Rockets will fucking kill the Clippers. Sorry to say. Hornets at Bucks. Give them hell, Delhi. Bucks will win that one. Hawks at Thunder. Oh my God. Thunder might get on a bit of a roll. They smash the Jazz, have the Hawks, and then the Jazz again. Going into Christmas. Thunder. Oh, not bad. Thunder win that. Nuggets at Blazers. Nurkic reunited, and it feels so good. Jokic and Plumlee versus Nurk. I love a good Nurkic revenge game. It's going to be a great one. So I think the Nugs win that. Lakers at Warriors. Damn, man. This is bookends to the week up. We just had this on Monday during the Kobe jacking off session that was on Monday night. There was a game, if you remember that. Lakers at Warriors. It was really good. This time, this is in Golden State, not in it's in Oakland, not in LA. Give me the Warriors. They revenge that Monday loss. All right, Saturday. Got 13 games. This is amazing. So many games. Let's start off. Nets at Pacers. Bojan, Thad Young. It's a Nets revenge tour. Nah, that's all right. It's just Bojan and Thad. That's all right. Man, Pacers just killed the Nets a week ago, and I think it's going to happen again at home. Pacers win that one. Sixers at Raps. This is a home and home. Played them on Thursday night. Simmons, no Embiid, probably for this. See how they stack up in their division. This will be a interesting one for the Sixers, who are not doing too crash hot of late. They've won two of their last 10, and not good, not good. But I don't know. Going to Toronto, maybe Embiid's back for this and sort of is feeling better. I don't know, but the Raps probably win this because they are very sneakily amazing. They're second in the East at the moment. That's unbelievable. On a 4-game winning streak. Give them hell, Raps. Bucks at Hornets. Delhi! Home and home. Greek might kill Dwight at some point during these two games. I would really like to see Greek Freak dunk Dwight back to fucking 2009. Bucks win that one. Magic at Wiz. I love this. The Magic at the Wizards. It should be Gandalf blowing Dumbledore or something. That should be like a logo. Give me the Wizards. I think they do it. Mavs at Hawks. Gross. No thanks. Don't want any part of this. Dallas maybe win this, but probably not. Hawks somehow sneak one out. The gross, gross, gross Hawks. Bulls at Celtics. Love this. This is always a fun matchup. One of the greatest jersey combos in the NBA. Bulls. The streaking Bulls. Going to Boston. I think Boston beat them, though. Pelicans at Heat. Boogie versus Bam Adebayo. It's a real shame this would be without Hassan Whiteside because Hassan versus Boogie and AD would be pretty good. I think the Pelicans just sort of cruise into Christmas feeling pretty good about themselves with a couple of wins here. And yeah, maybe. Yeah, Pelicans do it. Clips at Grizz. Man, this was also another playoff rivalry like each year. And now it's a couple of bottom dwellers in the West there. I think the Clips would be just good enough to win against the Grizz at the moment. But Grizz might get... Grizz wins this. Grizz win this in Memphis. Because, you know, they're trying to send all the good people of Memphis into Christmas on a high note. Because remember, this is basically the Christmas Eve games. Thunder at Jazz. Fuck. Poor Jazz, man. Poor Jazz. Nice one. The poor Jazz have to cop this again. They got killed on Wednesday night by the Thunder. Home and home suck when you get killed in the first one, man. So I think the Thunder, as mentioned, for their Friday night game, even though this is a back-to-back, they played the Hawks the night before, and I feel like they're going to kill the Hawks and roll the Jazz again and go in to to Christmas feeling good about themselves. That might end up not being a Billy Donovan firing on Christmas Day, like, was it? No, it's not Scott's. It might have been Scott Scales for the Bulls. Brutal. Thunder win. Nuggets at Warriors. This is interesting. The Nuggets would be fun to see how they measure up if the Warriors were healthy, if the Nuggets were healthy as well. So this will depend on some Gary Harris, but the Warriors could sneak one out here. I think they might too. I reckon Nurkic will give them real problems if there's no Zaza, no Draymond for the Warriors. So give me the Nugs. Wolves at Suns. Wow. Tibbs are going to be up 40 and still have Jimmy Butler out there in this one, no doubt. Wolves are going to kill him. Blazers at Lakers. Such a great jersey matchup. I love the Blazers versus Lakers. Having gone to see them play at Staples before in the Kobe era, it was fun as hell. Like LaMarcus Aldridge, Brandon Roy. That was a fun as hell game, actually. That's two really good jersey matchups that day between Bulls and Celtics and Blazers Lakers. Love it. But give me the Blazers. I think they come out and kick some ass over there. And finally, for Saturday night, bringing us home, Spurs at Kings. Yeah, nah, I'm good. This is the, hey, honey, let's hang out before Christmas game that the NBA are throwing at y'all. Wrap some presents, damn it. Saturday night, Spurs at Kings. Spurs win. All right. That was pretty good. We've done Friday and Saturday. So let's get to Christmas Day. Oh, geez. What a fun slate. Five games. Sixers Knicks in New York. The first time the Sixers have played on Christmas in 16 years. This one's at noon. This is Ben Simmons, the Lord and Savior. Ben Simmons in the Mecca. Maybe some Zinger. Because you know what I want for Christmas? Hey, everybody. I just want a supercharged Zinger. How about an extreme Zinger meal? Just anything. Something. Supercharged Zinger. Come on. Hook us up. All right, so this is going to be amazing. Imagine if Zinger and Embiid are good to go against this. This would be fucking amazing. What a matchup. This is the best Christmas present anyone could ask for if we get Zinger and Embiid. Otherwise, it could quite easily be a whole mess of Tim Hardaway Jr. and JJ Redick. Now that's a fucking bit of coal in your stocking. Woj is reporting that Embiid will miss his next two games back there on, was that Wednesday? But he's hoping to go on Christmas. So this is at noon, and for each of these Christmas Day games, we are going to be breaking down what time of day it'll be. So this time of day of Christmas, man, everyone's still excited. They've opened some presents, maybe. Your dumbass cousin is shooting everyone with a Nerf gun, and dinner is being made. There's some good smells. You've already probably had a couple of pops. Feels stuff is feeling good. Family is rolling in. You're like, hey, how you going? What's going on? Let's watch some Sixers Knicks. Shit, yeah, I want to watch them in Embiid and Zinger. I love this. You're high-fiving. Christmas off into a good start. And then we get to Cavs and Warriors. Finals rematch, baby! 3 p.m. Thing is, we're probably not going to have any Steph Curry, but it doesn't really matter that much because we still get LeBron James versus the coward Kevin Durant. And watch the coward go for 50, I think, in this one. That's my tip. I feel like KD just goes, you know what? I need a signature fucking game because motherfuckers out here calling me the coward, which is some bullshit. So I'm a lay 50 on LeBron, and just everyone's gonna go, is KD now the best player in the National Basketball Association? And it'll be a lot of talking heads talking a bunch of shit. So I think, oh yeah. So back to Sixers Knicks. I think Sixers win this if Embiid's healthy. If Embiid and Zinger are both out there, I think Sixers are good. If only one of them, it depends on which one's healthy. So I'm going to go Sixers, lean that way. Cavs at Warriors, I think it's a home game for the Warriors. I think the Warriors win this. Yeah. 3 p.m., so time of day Christmas. It's the end of lunch. People are like, yo, should we go play cricket, smash cans and watch basketball or have a nap? Good news, though. Lunch was awesome. Your gran made a specialty and away you go. Your dad, he's just about to fall asleep on the couch. What's going on? Oh, shit. It's 3 p.m. It's some good stuff. We've had a good couple of games already. We're feeling good. Christmas! So, yeah, everyone's feeling good. A couple of games under the belt. Bunch of food. Probably a lot of cans. And then you get Warriors-Cavs at 3 p.m. You're just like, yes, this is going to be awesome. Watch KD, the coward, go for 50. The Warriors win. And then we get to Wiz at Celtics. 5:30. It's probably the worst matchup of the day, even though they hate each other. I'd love to see the Wizards wear black on Christmas, you fucking dipshits. Kyrie versus John Wall. I like this. This is going to be fun. Two teams that are going to like execute, score a bunch, but it might turn into a bit of a slugfest. It might turn into a high-scoring affair. Who knows? That's why it's fun. Ah, Christmas. It's going to be good. So time of day, we're at 5:30. Shit, man, we've got to figure out what we're doing for dinner. You're getting just nicely shit-faced, and it doesn't really matter. You're just like, eh. What's that, a family we haven't seen? Who haven't we seen today? Do we have to go see anybody? Can I just sit here and smash a million more beers? Who knows? You're sitting there, you're like suddenly eating the Christmas pudding that your auntie didn't finish. You're like, oh, fuck it, I might knock that one over. And then you get to sit there and watch Wiz Celtics. It's pretty good. You probably played some cricket. Half time of the Cavs-Warriors game. You're like, all right, fuck it, let's get in there. Wiz Celtics, oh, yeah, feeling good. Nice one. Christmas is rolling away very nicely. Rockets at Thunder at 8 o'clock. Oh yeah, Celtics win that one as well, by the way. Boston, Celtics, Christmas, fun times. Rockets at Thunder. James Harden out there still wanting to kill the Thunder, you know that. This is a really, really badass matchup too. Rusty, Paul George, Carmelo versus fast Jimmy Harden, CP3, and the rest of their dudes. Man, this is a tough one. Give me the Rockets. I think they're just going to out-execute and just be a little bit better. And then we're going to get thrown back into the should the Thunder trade Paul George after they've won like four straight and then finally lose to like the best team in the NBA. But this is 8 p.m. time of day on Christmas. Well, this is dinner in cans, buddy. What are we going to have? Leftovers? Fire up the barbie? Can't be fucked doing much else. I don't know. Someone's making salad. Your auntie's had too many Bacardi breezes. She's passed out on the couch. Someone's going to drive her home. Fuck. Christmas, 8 o'clock. Feeling good? You know what? Fuck it. Grab a couple of cans, sit down, and watch Rockets Thunder. Feeling good about that one. And then finally, the last matchup of the night. It's Wolves at the Lakers. 10:30 p.m. Big Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Buckets, Andrew Maple Jordan. There we go. Maple Jordan Wiggins. Versus Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, not Brook Lopez because he shredded his ankle the other day, poor bugger. But Andrew Bogut might get a start on Christmas Day against the old Big Cat, considering there's no Lopez. Either way, this is two fun-ass young teams to bring us home, and I love it. This is going to be fun as hell, even though Tibbs is going to try to make it basically a slugfest and a bit of a shit show. The Lakers are going to be, right, fuck it, we're just going to run. Luke Walton's going to be standing over there giving some eyes off to some of the babes in their Christmas finest. He's going to be like, shit, how you doing, ladies? Y'all want to party after this one? It's Christmas. How y'all doing? Don't tell my wife. What up? Fucking Luke Walton. Either way, two fun young teams going head-to-head to bring us home at Christmas. What's this time of day? You're just trying to figure out. It's 10:30. It's all right, man. Who's up for a kick-on can? I'm going to need a couple of them. We're going to get through this Wolves-Lakers game together, baby. We're going to sit there, going to smash a couple of, what do you reckon at 10:30? You can go something a bit heavier around then. Oh, give me a Mountain Goat, not the steamer. We'll get the other one. Fuck yeah, maybe a couple of Coopers sparkling just to get you shit-faced. Oh, Jesus. Maybe a couple of Scotches at this point. Maybe a couple of Jamesons. Nice one. Bring Christmas home. Real good with, I'm going to predict the Wolves win. I think Big Cat is just going to be a little bit much. And that's good. I like it. There you go. That is the entire slate of NBA games for Christmas. And so for you, just to wrap up, who's going to win on Christmas? Sixers, Warriors, Celtics, Rockets, and the Wolves. I love it. Take that one to the bank. Old fast Jimmy over here is going to, I think it's going to be my lock of the week. Maybe, I guess. All right, we're going to get to another NBA Australia prediction here as well in this preview episode. So let's get to it.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
This is the predicted NBA Australia approved performance of the night. That's not a knife. That's a knife. Give me KD, the coward Kevin Durant on Christmas Day. I reckon he's sick of LeBron shit and goes for 50. He's like, All right, man, I need a signature fuck you game, and it's going to be on Christmas Day, no Steph. I'm going to just lay the fucking smackdown on LeBron, and everybody's going to go, did you know that Kevin Durant is probably now the best player in the NBA? It's going to happen. You know it. You know it. And who's going to be old mate, no mates? Who's going to have no mates on Boxing Day after a rough-ass Christmas? Who's going to suck? Paul George. When the Thunder play Houston, they've just got too many wings to cover him. He'll be no mates. And just watch. Everyone will want to be trading him on Boxing Day. They'll be like, I don't know. Paul George, you got to trade him now. Sam Presti doesn't fuck around. It's going to be a lot of that. I'm very sorry, Paul George, but you just know it's going to happen. The only way you can avoid that is by having a good game. I didn't put you on this list. Your predicted performance put you on this list. Sure. All right, who's going to be? I mean, this is also a weird one, but hashtag better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Coming for everybody. You know it. Now, we usually do our daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. The old hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. But because this is a prediction preview episode, look, I'm going to predict Lonzo has a great Christmas Day game against the Wolves. He's got Jeffrey Teague covering. Lonzo loves the spotlight. He'll swag into Christmas Day and smash, which leads us into, that's right, we have NBA Australia talk back. This is my old buddy Tim from Australia calling in all the way from the land of Oz to talk about Lonzo and how he swagged into New York and how this is a good thing. Take it away, Tim.
Hello, James. Long time listener, first time caller. Listen, I grew up watching Lakers, man. Like, Magic Johnson had the same birthday as me when I was little, and that was it. I've loved Lakers ever since. I almost switched when Shaq came about. I love Shaq. But then he went to the Lakers and everything was great. And listen, I've never ever seen a bad player play for the Lakers. Never. Not Kwame, not Smush. They were all stars in my opinion. But Lonzo Ball, man. Listen, I'm tolerant. I thought he'd be Rookie of the Year. I thought he'd be better than Ben Simmons. And even now, like, I'm wavering, but I'm still hopeful. But what's this guy? He's laid back. He puts up with everything his dad says. Then out of nowhere, he says that Nas ain't rap. He's given props to Future and shit and ignoring Nas. And then against the Knicks, he wears a fucking Nas sweatshirt and puts his own face on Nas's album instead of Nas. Shit. Like, look, I don't want to get cultural. It's not my place. But Lonzo ain't Nas. Like, why of all people is this the guy he's chosen to, like, throw fire at? Nas didn't do anything to him. All the people that give Lonzo shit, and he stays quiet, and then Nas is some reason his target. I don't get it. Listen. Listen. He's making my question my Lonzo-ness. But here's an alternate theory. Okay? Lonzo sucks, right? He sucks. I was excited when he got a triple-double in game two, but then once I realized it was against the Earl Watson Suns, I cooled down a little bit. But here's the thing. Lonzo put his dick out for the first time walking into Madison Square Garden, right? He swagged like his dad. First time ever. And he got 17, 6, and 8, or whatever it was. It's one of his best games he's played. Catching alley-oops. Almost won the game. Lakers. They didn't, though. They lost to the Knicks. But maybe Lonzo just needs to be a cocky dick like LeVar. Maybe that's all that he needs to do to become awesome. Just be a cocky shit instead of this kind of humble, oh, my dad says things, whatever, I'm a laid back guy. Everyone loves me even though I kind of suck at basketball so far. Maybe he just needs to be a cocky dick and then back it up with near triple doubles every game. And if he does that, If he does that, then I don't see what's stopping him from becoming rookie this year. Lakers!
And he's right. It's a perfect idea. Good job, Tim. The talk back segment of this, I mean, it's weird, but it's very true. Like, I'm sitting here always talking about Lonzo day in, day out. And yes, it seems harsh, but at the same time, it's awesome when he goes, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be a badass motherfucker. So, well played. Bring it on, Lonzo. That's why I think better than Lonzo Ball is not going to happen for Christmas Day, and he smashes against the Wolves. I like it. All right, y'all ready for a bit of a... The unpopular opinion of the day. Religion aside, Christmas Day is wicked fun. Don't know why Americans lose their shit over Thanksgiving so much. I mean, it's like, basically, it's the Australian version of Christmas, I guess. You get the family, you get the four-day weekend-ish kind of stuff because we've got Boxing Day and everything. Plus, now in Australia, it works for those 2 weeks. It's warm. There's the cricket, the Boxing Day test. We all get to laugh at the mouth breathers killing each other for shitty TVs at Myers. Just fun. Love it. You know, you get to hang. It's also weird. Americans with their religion, they do love it, but then on the other side, they don't really go crazy for Easter or, you know, Christmas is just very nice. They fucking lose their shit over Thanksgiving. Sure, whatever. All right, it's Friday. We're going to add one more person to the Luke Longley All-Stars because it's just what we do here at NBA Australia. Who was the Luke Longley All-Star for this week? Role player on a championship team who just did his job. Gimme Udonis Haslem. Dude can barely move now and he's still playing. But for those four straight Heat finals he is between 2011 and 2015, or 2014, 11, 12, 13, 14, he was their beasting enforcer, kicking ass, taking names on his way to another two rings. Got one in his second year over there with Shaq and D-Wade. Like, those last 3 years of LeBron, though, Udonis Haslem only averaged like 4.6 points and 5.7 rebounds, but was the intangible sort of heart and soul of the Heat. He was that Heat culture writ large in a hulking badass motherfucker. So that chutzpah you brought, Udonis Haslem, you are now welcomed into the Luke Longley Role Player on a Championship Team All-Star Hall of Fame. Good on you, mate. Good on you. All right, that's pretty good. Now let's get to the Australian Player Watch over Christmas, because it's just what we're going to do. All right. How's Ben Simmons going? Ben Simmons, he's got the Raps on Saturday, then plays the Knicks on Christmas Day. I love this. I just want to see Ben Simmons wish me a merry Christmas. Patty Mills plays the Kings on Saturday. So Patty and the Spurs get a chill Christmas. They get to hang out. The same goes for Jinglin' Joe Ingles. He's got the Thunder on Saturday. That's it. It's like Christmas with the kids, Joe Ingles. That's pretty good. Get to hang out. He's been on Chrissy break already, considering he went 0-4 the other night. On you, Joe. Give him hell. And is he still shooting better from three than he is from the field? You better believe it. Give him hell, Jinglin' Joe. Matthew Dellavedova. Dally's back. He's got a back-to-back home-and-home with the Hornets Friday, Saturday, and nothing on Christmas. Same goes for Thon McCur. Give him hell. Have a great Christmas, Bucks. Just chill out. Just get to sit back, smash a couple of cans there. Dally, hey, Dally, how's your Christmas, hey? Aaron Baines, he's got the Bulls on Saturday. Going to lay some smack down. Then he's got the Wiz on Christmas Day. You'll be watching the albino pineapple out there fucking laying the smack. Like, what happens when he and Gortat, like, collide for the first time? Is it like a neutron star running into another neutron star and we all lose it? It's like Alien versus Predator. What happens when the unstoppable object moves the immovable something? I love it. Andrew Bogut, he's got three games. He's got Warriors Friday, home for the Blazers on Saturday, and then home for the Wolves on Christmas Day. What the fuck are you talking about, you dickhead? Good on you, Andrew Bogut. All right, Mango, Matt Yang goes against his fellow Sudanese-born Australian Thon McCur in a home-and-home back-to-back against the Bucks. Give him hell. Go, Mango, our fun Hornet buddy. And how about Dante Exum? Is he still hurt? Well, yeah. All I want for Christmas is a healthy Dante Exum. Instead of the Jazz, actually. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch for this Christmas. How's Kyrie? He'll be hanging with Mr. Bainesy, playing the Wiz on Christmas, going up against John Wall. I absolutely love it. Now that is a Merry Christmas for all Australian players. And you know what? That is gonna be it. We've done the damn thing. We've done it. What an absolute cracker of a Christmas episode, man. I'll tell you, this was hell fun. We're going to finish up with an Everybody Loves Bainesy. And we usually do a Friday dickhead of the week. But in the Christmas spirit, let's be chill and just say that it was probably Phil Jackson for missing Kobe's jersey retirement. But, you know, we're just going to get in the spirit of Christmas and not be a dick for a day. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. All right. That's it. It's been NBA Australia. It's been our preview. We'll be back, I believe, because we're going to be on a plane back to Australia for about 300 kajillion fucking hours. We'll be back December 27th. So we'll miss, obviously, the Christmas Day, but we'll be back the 27th to wrap up all of the Christmas Day games. So that'll be the 27th Australia time, which will probably be the 26th America time. So keep an eye out. We'll be back wrapping up all of the Christmas action, all that sort of fun stuff. Thanks for sticking around for NBA Australia for our first 25 episodes. This has been amazing. I'm loving every second of it. It's fun as hell. Have a great Christmas. Have a happy Kwanzaa, a solemn Ramadan, happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish pals, and y'all doing great. This has been NBA Australia. Love yous. Stick around for Everyone Loves Bainesy. Have a great Christmas, and we'll catch yous on the other side on December 27 when we're back. Later, Hosen! Everybody Loves Bainesy is taped in front of a live studio audience. Oi, Sheila, I'm home.
Oi, you big dickhead, where have you been? It's Chrissy Eve and the kids are going mental.
Well, whatever you hear, I wasn't out drinking with me mates.
Drinking with your mates? What mates do you have that go out drinking? None of your mates are over 21. I think I can still legally adopt that nice little Jason Tatum fella.
Alright, you caught me.
I knew it, you big galah. What were you up to?
Well, I was out getting you this. Aww. Merry Chrissy, Sheila.
Oh, Bainesy, you shouldn't have. It's a solid gold cold chisel flame trees necklace.
I thought you'd like it. I had to beat the shit out of Andrew Bogut for it, but...
Oh, Bainesy, I love your gut, you big drongo. Aww.
Yeah, nah, yeah. I love you too, but eh?
Aww. Yeah, nah, yeah, all right. Now, here's your Chrissy Prezzy.
Oh, me bloody God, are you bloody kidding me? Sheila, you beaut, it's exactly what I wanted.
So do you like it?
Of course I bloody love it. It's what I've always dreamed of. A 1/48th replica of a 1996 V8 VS VHSV GTSR. I bloody love you, Sheila.
Aww. I love you too, Bainesy. Almost as much as I love flame trees.
Too right.
Yeah, nah, you'll cop it, eh? All right, love you, Bainesy.
Aww. Love you too, Sheila.
Tune in next week for more Everybody Loves Bainesy.